Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I hate to break it, you're not the same as anyone here. But we can take it, we're short of brown around, or we're queer. I've got a feeling we are onto something here.
Live from King's Place in London.
Trouble might be coming your way. In it together, I think that's what I heard the man say. I got a feeling we are gonna be okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Brunch! Hello, I'm Deborah Francis-White, and this is Global Pillage, the comedy panel show in which we pillage the globe for the many implausible ways of the human race. Diversity is very much the name of our game, but not the official name. That's Global Pillage. Let's hear some more names. The names of our teams. On my right, playing for the Michael Legs, it's Michael Legg and Michael Legg. And on my left, playing for Full Pints, Avery Edison and Desiree Birch. So first of all, I ask the panellists what makes you diverse. So Michael Legg, this is...
There is no one like me. I am a unique snowflake. That's what makes me... I'm popular. That's what a unique snowflake really is. I'm completely on point. I feel that as much as I'm connecting with this audience as I do to automatic doors. I don't know... Are you one of... I am that person that walks up to an automatic door and the door does nothing until someone else comes along who is funnier.
And Michael Legg. You were also called Michael Legg. This is a show about diversity, but in a very real way, you are the least diverse team we've ever had on, given that you're both white Northern Irishmen called Michael Legg.
From the same county.
From the same county. And Legg's not even a Northern Irish name, is it?
No.
Where's it from?
We think France.
How do you differ from the other Michael Legg? Michael Legg.
So I'm an actor. I'm absolutely not a comedian. So which will become very apparent as things progress. So I'm the non-funny person on this comedy panel.
You don't need to put in vertical commas around comedy panel. That's really.
Sorry, that was rude. I'm half Irish, half English.
Yeah.
My dad's from London originally. My mum's from Northern Ireland. I was brought up in Northern Ireland. My dad had to convert to Catholicism to marry my mum. My dad swam the English Channel when I was 7.
This is turning into Parkinson more than anything, isn't it, really? Yeah, very good. Okay, so the Michael Legs. And now we come to the Full Pints. Desiree Birch, how are you diverse?
So let's see, I am also American, and as such, I've been hired for my diversity on several different occasions, because that's what we do back in the States. I am black, I'm female, I am round in most places as well. I try to think of other things, but I'm...
No, you've got a lot.
I took all of their things as well, that's why they're just Michael Legs.
Yeah, I mean, if you changed your name to Michael Legg, you'd really fuck both of their careers.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
In a very real way, being the more diverse. Hi, Avery Edison, how are you diverse?
I'm a transgender woman, and in these troubled political times, I just want to say that anyone in the audience, if you are attracted to me in any way that is a progressive act. And I want to congratulate you for striking back against hate. I have my phone with me. I'm on Happn and Tinder. Both of them are turned on and logging my location right now, so... Okay. Swipe right if you...
swipe right if you don't hate.
Yeah. Swipe right if you love the left.
Oh, that's... Oh, it's... I feel like you had quite a lot of them getting their phones out to look at Tinder until you said, swipe right if you love the left. And I feel like you lost about 75% of your potential dates.
All of your conservative lovers out there just got turned off.
No, I felt they didn't like the wordplay. That's what I saw happening. I'm Deborah Frances White, and I'm diverse because I'm hosting a comedy panel show, and I'm a lady person. And making sure no joke goes uncorrected, like a one-man Twitter, please welcome in Pedant's Corner our adorable doctrinaire, Ned Sedgwick.
Hi.
And on keys and songs, the throbbingly talented Mark Hodge. Mark Hodge on keyboard. What makes you diverse?
I can't draw. I can't draw. Really, it's more of a problem than you would imagine. Certainly at school, it was an absolute nightmare because every time they make you write some nice little thing about what you did at the weekend, they make you draw some fucking picture of it. And so turning what would be quite a pleasant thing to do on a Monday morning into a total nightmare.
Yeah, I bet you feel pretty stupid now, Avery, for your diversity.
Yeah.
Desiree Birch.
I mean, I feel like we were all at school. We knew that one person who could draw, who everyone had. Where did you go to school at some sort of art academy or something?
Everybody could draw better than me at that school.
Oh. Ned Sedgwick, how are you diverse?
Well, I mean, for once, I'm actually incredibly relieved because, as you can imagine, this is a nightmare question for me because I am white, straight, middle class, literally the least diverse person ever. And then the Michael Legs came along.
Yay!
And, oh my God, I thank you. I mean, I asked Deborah time and time again, find two people with the same name, bring them on, make sure they're both white men.
Great.
We are pretty sexy. Relieved.
And also on Tinder. On every episode of Global Pillage, our hive uses their mind to create something akin to music. Over to you, Mark.
So I just need a letter from A to G from anyone. Put your hand up. F. Okay, good start. Like it. Next.
C.
Yes, okay. Work with that. Mozart did better than that when he was 4, but I don't want us to get discouraged. Okay, next.
G.
So that's good. Yeah, it works. Anyone next?
E.
It sounds a bit like a bit in a musical, doesn't it?
Hang on.
Is this a bit?
That's Close Encounters. You've ripped off Close Encounters.
Not me, sir. I mind the audience have ripped off both.
Now the first round is on death. Teams get a chance to answer, but you get more points if you buzz in first with a correct answer. The hive mind gets a chance to answer after both teams of comedians have answered. Fingers on buzzers. In Turkey, why would you only accept chewing gum in the day? Full pints.
It's just a local custom in Turkey.
Best answer.
That is correct, but I don't feel correct enough answer to be awarded points. I feel if I was your teacher was GCSE, I would say, could you please expand?
Yes, I can actually. Mm. It's a local custom in Turkey that they observe during the day.
In their mouths.
Is that your final answer, the full pint?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, the Michael Legs. Remembering the round is about death, why in Turkey would you only accept chewing gum in the day?
In case you're poisoned.
Right. Why would you be poisoned?
That's another question. I think he's already got a point.
Right. So. In case you're poisoned, why would people poison you with chewing gum at night?
I don't know. They can make a quick getaway without being seen.
This is like a plot in a sort of Agatha Christie, isn't it now?
Yeah. I'm not a comedian, so...
Is that your final... You don't need to say that on every question,
sorry,
Michael, to be fair. You've covered that
this
in your
introduction. This is how we failed as exams. Every question, I'm not a comedian. The answer is 1066.
Full pints, do you have a second answer?
Yes, because you're asleep.
Right, don't chew gum at night because you're asleep.
And it might get stuck in your hair or that of a loved one.
At the very least, lay on your side.
Yeah. Right, okay.
We've all watched Breaking Bad.
In case you're asleep. Oh, yes, that was a terrible episode, wasn't it? So, Michael Legs, it's about death. Do you have any answer?
But about death?
Yeah.
No, does Deborah. I'm only a comedian, okay?
High five. Do you have anything better than that? And by anything better than that, I mean anything.
So you don't get stuck in your dreams.
So you don't get stuck in your dreams. That's a poetical answer.
You don't want to go into the afterlife with lockjaw.
Because you don't want to go into the afterlife with lockjaw. Anything else?
It's just seen as very rude.
Very rude.
That's basically what I said.
Okay. If you think you have a chance of chewing gum making you get stuck in your dreams, buzz now. Yeah, not bad, sir. If you think that it's because you wouldn't want to go into the afterlife with lockjaw, buzz now. If you think it's just very rude, buzz now. Oh, they've gone for just very rude. Michael Legg, they're your sort of audience. In fact, it is because at night, if you're chewing gum, you're said to be chewing dead flesh. Yes.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird one that they've got these traditions about ghouls and how ghouls would go to graveyards and chew dead flesh. But also, they're scared as well that you'll fall asleep and start chewing your cheeks off. And that you'll develop
just
a taste
keep
of human
chewing
flesh.
All of your face off and all of the
flesh. So it's kind of a myth, which I saw a lot in Glastonbury, and there didn't seem too many turks there.
Fair enough.
Isn't chewing flesh just eating dinner?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, no. Oh no.
They didn't say human flesh, it just said
No. Okay.
Anyone would like me to chew on that flesh.
Can we just say now, Michael Legg, the comedian, is in fact a vegan.
Very vegan. Militantly vegan. Thank you for that woo.
Yes.
I'll take that home and make sandwiches with it.
Were you the wooer? Are you also vegan?
I am also vegan.
Oh, lovely. Are you single?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. Because Michael Legg always is.
Depends on what you mean.
Can I just say, you may feel very proud to be a vegan, but there's actually no ethical consumption within capitalism, so...
But I'm not the only single one on the panel.
In Japan! Why would you tuck your thumbs in if you pass a graveyard? The full pint.
You don't want to be mistaken for maybe like sticking your thumb out and hitching a ride across the river Styx or whatever culturally appropriate Japanese equivalent there is.
Okay, because you don't want the ghost to think you're hitching a ride.
Well, surely you're just not wanting any of the dead to think it's really cool. Yeah, well done, guys. I like that you're dead.
So it's an ancient Facebook reference, okay?
Facebook has been around a long time. Too long, I would say. Too long.
Okay, hive mind. In Japan, why would you tuck your thumbs in if you pass a graveyard?
Respect for the dead.
Respect for the dead, right? But in what way are you showing them respect?
Hiding your thumbs.
Hiding your thumbs, okay? That ancient sign of respect for hiding your thumbs. Okay, respect, yes?
So they don't get bitten off by hungry dead people.
Oh, so they don't get bitten off by hungry dead people. Okay, so are you going to go for respect for the dead, buzz now? Hungry dead people, buzz now? In fact, it is to protect your parents. This is because the Japanese word for thumb literally translates as parent finger. Oya, parent, yubi, finger. And so by hiding it, you are protecting your parents from death.
Presumably, in the graveyards, there are teenagers there who have just had a huge row with their parents, who are just wandering around the graveyard brandishing their thumbs left, right and centre. an act of familial terrorism.
I actually find this whole thing in bad taste that you brought it, because you know that these aren't my birth thumbs.
That is true. Michael
Legg's
thumbs were...
It's good to see them still happy after all these years.
Michael Legg's thumbs were attached when he was 4 years old. What was the purpose of the London General Mourning Warehouse on Regent Street, which opened in 1841?
For all of your mourning needs. Black everything. Everything in black. Lots of tombstones. It's a mourning warehouse. It's a superstore of mourning.
Superstore of mourning. Yes. Yeah, you don't need to buzz again. You're in. You don't need to buzz again. You're
in. I'll buzz as many times as I like. You gave me a buzzer. You deal with the consequences.
Fair enough.
Was it just like the sister store to the evening warehouse?
The sister store to the evening warehouse?
Homonyms.
Or morning, 50% off all your morning. Mm-hmm. The Michael Legg's?
Is it so Ed Byrne could start his voiceover career early? Come down to the morning warehouse. It's a reference, it's very dated. I'll give you that.
Mobley. Remember Mobley. Little Mobley.
There you go.
Oh, sudden reveal. Now I'm Northern Irish too.
No, you're not. Thank you for turning round and finding solitude. What the fuck did she say? Oh no. White people are awful, aren't they?
I mean, I'm from the British Isles too, so it's basically the same, isn't it?
What was the purpose of the London General Mourning Warehouse on Regent Street, which opened in 1841? Yes?
Could you just go on and mourn whoever was in there?
Just a place, if you didn't have anyone to mourn, where you could go and find mourn whoever was in there. Anyone else?
Hire professional mourners.
You could hire professional mourners.
At 50% off.
Anyone else?
To mourn dead generals.
Mourn dead generals. Ah, the General Mourning Warehouse, London General. Mourn dead generals. These are good answers, Hive Mind. Much better than the team's answers. Okay, so if you think it was to mourn whoever was in there, so you could go in if you didn't have anyone to mourn, buzz now. They don't like that one. If it was to hire professional mourners, you're a rich person, you want more people mourning you, buzz now. Or if it was to mourn dead generals, buzz now. In fact, it was a warehouse that provided mourning clothes very quickly. Their advertisement said they would bring their tailors anywhere in the kingdom for when the emergencies of sudden, unexpected mourning require the immediate execution of mourning colours. Ned Sedgwick, what would be a mourning emergency?
Well, it was bad luck to have mourning clothes in your house. So you always had to get them delivered to you when someone died. But it was also really bad manners not to be in your mourning clothes immediately. So they couldn't have them in the house, but they had to have them on straight away. So this is where the London General Mourning Warehouse, or J's, as it was called, come to J's.
How am I not right here? Yeah.
I think Desiree Birch was a bit right. It was for all your mourning needs. I mean, she didn't have the emergency bit.
I was going to reveal who was right after, and it was you, Desiree.
Oh, okay. And it's the end of the round.
Thank you. The Hive Mind and the Michael Legg's are tied in second place with no points. And the Four Pints are running away with it with 15 points.
Nice!
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Round is everyone's favourite round.
Idioms!
What is the meaning of this foreign phrase which we have literally translated into English? Fingers on buzzers. In Holland, they say, he's getting the French whiplash. What do they mean? The full pints.
He's getting it really, really hard. So hard that it's, you know, giving him whiplash.
You know what I'm saying when I'm saying it. He's getting just...
all French stuff.
What...
He's getting banged really, really hard. That's what I'm trying to say. The French whiplash, right?
Okay. So you're getting the French whiplash if you're being banged.
Everything French
really,
is about
really
sex. This is what Americans think.
French toast?
Obviously.
French horn?
Mm-hmm. I mean, what brass instrument is sexier?
The tartan.
French lieutenant's woman.
The Michael Legs. If someone says you're getting the French whiplash... What are they saying about you?
I would have said blowjob.
You would have said blowjob? Okay.
Again, that's why I failed his exam.
I would think the French horn would be more a blowjob than the French whiplash.
French whiplash? Isn't that how Princess Diana does?
Mr. Carphone Warehouse, taking us back to 97 again.
I have not left 97. Not at all. That's how diverse I am.
Hive mind. If somebody said in Holland that you were getting the French whiplash, what would they mean?
You've been hit in the face by garlic or onions whilst riding your bicycle.
You've been hit in the face by garlic and onions while riding your bicycle. It's a very specific event to need a whole idiom, isn't it? What else could it mean? The French whiplash, yes.
Did you get a speeding ticket?
Speeding ticket. Okay.
Sunburn.
Sunburn. Okay.
Beheaded.
You're beheaded.
That's right. That's the right answer.
Let's call it now.
Would you like to join the hive mind, my colleague?
Yeah.
Will you have him? They're all right.
I'm in the minority again. Like all the remainers.
Oh, God.
Seriously too soon.
It hasn't happened yet. Someone guess that is too soon. You're right.
Hit in the head with garlic and onions while riding a bicycle. Buzz now. Speeding ticket. Buzz now. Sunburned. Buzz now. Beheaded. Buzz now. That was always going to be the most popular one. In fact, it is doing something in a hurry. If you're doing something in a hurry, you're getting a French whiplash. Where does that come from, Ned? Why do the Dutch people think the French are in a hurry?
Because they think they just kind of sit around and don't really do anything. The kind of concept of French people in Holland is that they're a bit lazy compared to the Dutch. Who get? I mean, this is just in Holland. This isn't a view shared by Global Pillage.
At least not legally.
And not just in Holland, actually, all of the Netherlands, because Holland is just one region of the Netherlands.
So it's called the French whiplash because if the French do anything in a hurry, they get whiplash because the Dutch have decided that they are often a bit slow and indolent. So this is actually a bit of a xenophobic question that we've slid in here.
It is, yes.
I mean, the whole concept of the show is a bit xenophobic sometimes, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Other cultures are weird.
No.
What are the Japanese saying about cats gone? Weird Japanese.
That's not what we're doing. We just had a question about London in the olden times. So it's also...
it's all fine.
We also find the past funny as well as other countries.
1997 especially.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So the French...
French person in the audience, did you know this stereotype that the Dutch have for you?
Yes. Why did... I didn't really realise it was just the French. I knew about Belgium, the side that is French is considered being very lazy by the side that is not French.
That's quite interesting because I didn't actually have an answer, so I just made up all that I said about the Dutch considering the French lazy because I thought it would sound right. So I'm quite glad that is the actual answer.
Very good, very good, well done. Ned is blagging 9/10 of everything he says, and that should be taken into account. In Croatian, someone might say, that's the balls of a swan. What do they mean?
Very pretty, but a bit dangerous.
Very pretty, but a bit dangerous. Like you, my colleague.
Me?
Confusing, isn't it? It's confusing.
I think as a team you're very pretty and a bit dangerous.
Thank you very much.
And if you were to be a double act, I think that's how you should bill yourselves. Yeah. The full pints?
Is it the lone ugly part of something beautiful?
The lone ugly part of something beautiful?
Like my personality for my body. Or Northern Ireland for the UK.
Balls of a swan, I've mined. Yes.
Expensive but useless.
Expensive but useless.
Aggressive.
Aggressive.
Owned by the Queen.
Okay, if you think it's expensive but useless, buzz now. If you think it's aggressive, buzz now. If you think it's owned by the Queen, buzz now. You can't help yourselves, can you? In fact, it's something that's non-existent because you never see them.
Can I say I'm feeling like I have quite a lot in common with the swans because as a transgender woman, it's been a while since I've seen my balls too. There we go. That's a good classic joke. That's not Avery messing around with the format like I've been doing the whole time. That's a good...
Yeah, no, it's
mark
good.
Mark that one, Tom.
In Poland, they say, did an elephant stomp on your ear? What do they mean? The full pints.
It's an equivalent to, like, did I stutter? You know, like, do I need to repeat myself if someone says, like, oh, blah, blah, like, did an elephant stomp on your ear?
So, did you not hear me, my colleagues?
Does it mean your skull is incredibly caved in?
Your skull is caved...
I've noticed.
Your skull is caved in. Hive mind.
Did you get out of bed the wrong side?
Did you get out of bed the wrong side?
Yeah, the side where there's a fucking elephant.
Did you get out of bed the wrong side? Anything else I've mind?
Are you hungover?
Hungover?
Did you get into a fight?
Did you get into a fight?
Like the Polish version is, are your ears burning or something? Yeah.
Okay, if you think it's get out of bed the wrong side, buzz now. If you think it's you're hungover, buzz now. Did you get into a fight, buzz now? It's burning. Do buzz now. You're all wrong. It's you have terrible taste in music. So I think we should adopt that if it's not cultural appropriation.
Well, I've got great taste in music. Shed 7, Gene.
And it's the 97. End of the round.
The hive mind of the Michael Legs, keeping it steady with no points. Actually, everyone's keeping it steady because the full pints have 15 points still.
Next round is the team's round. A member of each team has come prepared, if they read their emails, with a question based on their cultural family background. Audience, if one of you had a question for the teams, that would be bloody wonderful. The Michael Legs, do you have a question for the full pints?
I have one that's very specific to my hometown, which is...
Yeah, great.
So, after going out of an evening, the kind of local burger shop...
this is specific.
So, the place is called Friar Tuck's, and you order your chicken burger, and the girl says, or the guy says, do you want plenty? And you say, yeah, I'll have plenty. What is plenty?
A less vegan question than I was expecting to come from your team, my colleague. But,
well, it's only one person had a chicken burger. I mean, loads of people behind you were going, is your veggie burger made without eggs? Yeah, it is. It's actually a lovely place.
In Friar Tux, if they asked you if you wanted plenty on your burger, on your chicken burger, what would they be meaning?
Is it just a shortening of plenty? Would you like plenty of chips?
Is the plenty on the chicken burger?
No, with, like as a side. Oh, you're having a chicken burger. Would you like plenty of chips?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Okay, does it really mean plenty?
It means plenty, and it means plenty of coleslaw.
Do they get half a point for that? Because they got the plenty, but not of what?
I think the plenty part of it was fairly obvious. But I'll give you 5 points because I'll look like a dick otherwise. So.
Okay.
But look at the twists of the old Irish coleslaw.
Do you have a question for the hive mind?
Yes. So I have a question from my hometown of the United States of America. And it is particular to African American culture because that's the one that I came from. The question is, what is a conch? C-O-N-K.
Do you have any more context for them? It's just, what is a conch?
So it's a conch is something that you might get done to you.
Oh, that you might get done to you.
The white crowd being very careful with this answer.
You can't really tell them yes or no until they've decided as a group. Otherwise, you're helping them.
Is it a vajazzle?
It's an ugly name for a vajazzle, a conch. Yeah. I wouldn't have one if it was called that.
You have so many. You have plenty.
Don't know me.
I have plenty. Plenty of vajazzles. I always do very much to fry tux for them. Anyone else?
Kind of hair process.
A hair process.
Like extensions.
Hair extensions. Okay.
Some weird assumptions coming up, aren't there? Okay.
Anything else?
Tattoo.
A tattoo. All right. If you think it's a vajazzle, buzz now. If you think it's a tattoo, buzz now. If you think it's a hair process, buzz now. Is it?
Yes. All of my things are about hair. So a conch was the sort of pompadour that, like, you know, people like James Brown and Nat King Cole had in the early part of the 1900s.
Great. So the hive mind have scored. Hive mind, do you have a question for the Michael Eggs?
Yes. So if you had mafushwa in Zimbabwe, what would you need to sort it out?
Oh, if you had mafushwa, what would you need to sort it out? Good question.
Caniston.
Caniston? Are the Michael Egg?
Rich parents.
They sort out everything, to be fair. Is it a medication or rich parents?
No, it's very badly tangled hair.
Oh, it's another hair question.
Another hair question.
So you need a conditioner. But rich parents could buy you a conditioner, couldn't they? And that's why it was a good answer.
So technically.
Yeah. In a very real way,
well,
though.
Technically, no. Vaguely, yes, but no.
Could we get some extra points? Because I think you could solve that problem by getting a conch.
And it's the end of the round.
What's the score, who's next?
The Michael Legs, still on no points. The Hive Mind, with 15 points now. Nice. The Four Pints, still in first place with 20 points.
I feel more in competition with you because they've scored.
We were the ones who didn't talk about Princess Diana. Remember that when you cheer.
No, I've not been exactly endearing myself.
The next round is our World War II sexting round. During World War II, sweethearts sending each other telegrams would use acronyms to disguise the true nature of their communications because letters were being censored. So, for example, Norwich stands for Knickers Off, Ready When I Come Home. This is the round in which we realise that our generation didn't invent sex, we didn't even invent sexting. Our grandchildren won't wear poppies in our honour, they won't even wear hashtags because they'll be dead from the climate change we're deliberately causing. The teams will have 30 seconds, pen and paper, and Mark Hodge distracting them with sentimental music to solve this acronym. And the acronym is WALES. Go! WALES. W-A-L-E-S. You can play along too if you have notes on your phone.
legs?
Well, I've got one, but Michael Legg has got a far superior one.
Okay,
mine is We All Love Elliot Smith, which would endear that person to me a lot.
Oh, that's really
he made lovely. A lot of great records in the late 90s. Michael.
Would anal love ever suffice?
Would anal love ever suffice? Are you sure you're not the comedian on this team, Michael? No. With 4 pints.
With all loves, endearments, and snogs?
All loves, endearments, and snogs.
Yes, the and is implied. We're not there.
My one is specifically directed to Michael Legg.
Sorry.
Whinging. Mate. All right, leave England, scumbag.
What, you mean and go home? To other England. Why can't you just get rid of Northern Ireland, British person? Just snip it off. You know what that's like.
Everyone go home.
Be safe.
any entries from that aren't as controversial as that? Maybe a nice entry. Anyone entries? Anyone from the audience got anything?
Wanking a lot. Extra sheets.
Sheets, if you didn't hear of that at home. Wanking a lot, extra sheets, that's your answer, hive mind. In fact, the real answer is with a love eternal, sweetheart. Aww. I know. We've used most of the filthy ones up now over the last couple of seasons, and we're on to the sweet ones. Ned, do any of those deserve points for creativity?
Yeah, the hive mind got 5 points for creativity. Oh. And the Michael Legs are off the board because they also got 5 points for creativity. Oh.
Round is the smash the patriarchy round.
We're not gonna be... I wonder how the patriarchy took over.
We're not going to be able to smash the patriarchy with that level of enthusiasm. The final round is the smash the patriarchy round. Round, we have just one question about a minority.
Hang on, is that literally how revolution happened? Like the French Revolution. Let's storm the Bastille! I can't hear you!
It came out of a French comedy panel show. It was the last round.
There's a fine line between revolution and Anton Deck's Saturday Takeover.
This is Anton Deck's Saturday Takeover. The final round is the Smash the Patriarchy round.
That was really good! Man.
What are you complaining about? Your
joke? You said something really funny. And I washed my hands of the whole thing.
They didn't laugh because they've been trained not to laugh at women by the patriarchy. Round, we have just one question about a minority group who successfully rose up and managed to overcome their hardships and throw off the yoke of the oppression, also known as the stick it to the man round. There's only one question in this round because, as Ned Sedgwick assured me in an email, this hardly ever happens, and when it does, it's not funny, people die. What do you want from me? A correct answer to this question gets you double points. In December 2013, the Romanian government planned to excavate a new gold mine in a residential area. How did people living there protest against the plans? 4 pints.
I don't know, but I just wish they'd been here so they could have voted Remain. Again, another classic joke, and it's gone down really, really well.
So. The Michael Legs.
What's it, a silent protest? You know, like the audience.
Hive minds. How did Romanian people protest against the government who were trying to dig up a gold mine under their houses?
They got naked.
They got naked.
They dig it all up themselves.
They dug it up themselves.
They buried a local government officer alive.
They buried a government officer alive.
So, audience, if you think it was they got naked, buzz now. If you think it was they buried an officer alive, buzz now. If you think they dug it up themselves, buzz now. That's the closest. They actually went into the courtyard of the National Parliament and started digging it up while holding signs up saying digging for gold. And it worked, yeah, Ned?
No, well, it's kind of still ongoing, but yeah, there's been some seriously, there's good progress, and it doesn't look like the gold mine will go ahead. But there's always a bit of a risk that it might anyway, which isn't the fully optimistic answer, but it is the real world, and it's better than most people get, so...
Right, okay, so this is not so much a smash the patriarchy question as to slow the patriarchy
yes.
down. Okay. All right, well, that's just as good sometimes. And it's the end of the show!
In third place, with 5 points, it's a Michael Legs. Yay! And we have a winner, because in second place, with 20 points, it's a Full Pints, and the Hive Mind win with 25. Woo!
Congratulations to the winners who successfully pillaged the globe like cultural Vikings, and kudos to the losers who refrained from any kind of a cultural appropriation, even where it comes to facts. Please give it up for the Michael Legs! Michael Legs, Michael Legs! And the Full Pints, Adrian and the Dinner Emerge!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.